On a Saturday afternoon at St. George's School in Middletown, theater students rehearse a new production. The private high school's previous offering was the popular musical West Side Story. This new work is about as far from the fictional sharks and jets in the stylized streets of Manhattan as you can get. A lone drummer pounds out the beats, and a group of actors portraying Hutu villagers begin the chant, "Kill the Tutsi." That's the cry because this is the story of the Rwandan genocide of 1994, when the ethnic Hutu majority in that Central African country tried to wipe out the Tutsi minority, killing hundreds of thousands in the process. It's an unusual choice for a high school play, but Behind the Hills was written by two St. George's students.
My name is Laurie Germain. I'm 17, and I'm a senior at St. George's.
My name is Catherine Farmer. I'm 17, and I'm also a senior.
St. George's senior Catherine Farmer says the school theater director, Sarah Ploskina, encouraged them to tell the genocide story because she knew the two had lived in Rwanda. Farmer because her father was involved in medical support work in the country. Farmer says she was there for 9 years and Germain for 6.
So we have a very strong connection and a great love for the country. So we were excited to go with the project and kind of just jumped on it.
As Germain tells it, one of the first things they did was go to Rwanda on their summer break.
Doing research, we started interviewing people, visiting the memorials around the country to really get a fuller picture for ourselves.
Getting the full picture meant speaking to Rwandans who had lived through the genocide. Farmer says that was an emotional journey.
These are such personal, heartbreaking stories from either side of the spectrum. So hearing it firsthand, even though we've had these experiences before and heard them before, it was still hard, but also beautiful in its own way.
With the research done, a major problem emerged.
We didn't really have a plot.
We had no plot.
No, we had nothing.
Call it an important lesson in history and in playwriting. Farmer says they realized you can't tell every story at the same time.
We just wanted to tell the entire story. The people who survived, the perpetrators, the victims, everyone. We wanted to tell all these stories, but we couldn't.
Eventually, her collaborator, Laurie Germain, says they focused on a memoir called Live to Tell, a survivor's account that they were all familiar with. Using that as a base, they built on it.
For example, we have an audience of 400 teenagers. We need a romantic element to keep them interested. So we added that element, and then we're like, okay, we want to show someone who is Hutu, but is Tutsi at the same time, or has a relationship with the Tutsi. So we added that character, and then we tried to piece all of these together to form a relationship throughout the whole.
For Farmer, the experience has made her admire even more the country she lived in for 9 years.
Learning more about the complexity of genocide has made the concept of forgiveness so much more powerful for me, because being able to move on from something like that and really reconcile and come together to rebuild a country is something really incredible to see.
Germain agrees that Rwanda stands as an example for the rest of the world of how to forgive and remember.
Right now in Rwanda is around the time the genocide happened, so the country is in almost a mourning period. And all around the country, you'll see this flame, a picture of a flame go up. And underneath it, it says Kwibuka. And Kwibuka means remember. And so they definitely want everyone to remember it and to learn from it and move forward.
Move forward without forgetting the past. That is the challenge for Rwanda and for the rest of the world. Germain and Farmer say they hope they can engage other teenagers in the story and hopefully move them to a better understanding of history. Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.